Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 wonderful approach. This is Mama Seven, and I'm so glad to be doing radio this evening. Boy, this Wednesday has been a wonderful Wednesday. From the last radio program, two babies. I had two little babies be born. One, I think, was Wednesday or Thursday of last week to our South Carolina family. And then another one just born a couple hours ago, fresh out the chute, just came down the canal and just a couple hours. So both of those babies, I knew they were going to come before November. I knew it. So we want to welcome our youngest and wonderful approach members in. We want to, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing all of the wonderful babies and families come to devotions when we are at the water in May, having some of those first baptisms. Some of my favorite pictures and memories from the water are the kids. You know, they're sitting up here, you know, taking some big steps to be kids. And I remember when I was part of the big step to be kids, you know, I was one of those little ones shivering at the water, looking forward to life. I didn't know enough to be scared, didn't know enough to be shy. I just was ready for life, and it was wonderful. So last week's show, and, you know, I encourage people, look, if you're riding your car, you're looking for something positive, you know, we have to outwork negativity. And let me tell you, negativity stays busy. We have to outwork it. We have to outreach it. We have to outcall it. We have to work harder than the negativity. Say you have this negative, challenging job, okay? And that happens. Everybody got to work. Everybody got to eat, right? So you have this negative, challenging job. That means you have been accepting your spirit to, let's say, 30 hours a week of backbiting, gossiping, you know, I can't believe, and blah, 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 blah. 30 hours? 30 hours is a long time. And even if it wasn't all hellacious, I didn't say 40 hours. I said 30 hours. It's still a lot. And my question is, are we putting in 30 hours of positivity? You know, for my entrepreneurs out there, you know, we'll go and work 40 hours in somebody else's dream or, in my case, someone else's nightmare. But am I turning around and putting that same energy and dedication into my own, you know? So we have to stop and take a look at what we're doing and combating it. One way to combat it, listen to a radio program. Take a second and not just listen to it. Do some journaling on the topic. You know, these topics are saying something. They're reaching out to people. They should be, you know, my intention, and I know, you know, my intention is what Spirit wants, but my intention is to get people to think and rethink their position on things. Last week's show, one of my favorite topics, the straw that broke the camel's back. Great program. Spend the time reading that. Spend the time listening to that. The straw that broke the camel's back. You know, there were some really key points that came about, even one or two that I hadn't realized I was going to be presenting. So take the time to do it. Take the time to listen. Take the time to share with someone who you think they back about the break. You know, let's take and utilize this faith, this work for what it is and what it can be, okay? Today, taking the gamble. taking the gamble. I know everybody's like, "How? What does that mean? What does that mean?" All right. And I know we have the announcement, the big announcement. You know, there's going to be some things going on. We're going to get to that. But taking the gamble is like, when are you going to take the risk? When are you going to say, I'm going to be working on the risk? I'm willing to take a calculated understanding. You know, when are you going to say, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone? And that's what this whole program is about. Getting out of your comfort zone, taking the risk, taking the gamble. When and how do you know that this is you as opposed to this is God pushing you forward? And I think that's a big question. I think that's the thing that holds people back. People are literally afraid of trying to do things on their own. And so they will go and they will rely and they will, you know, if they don't have any guarantees, they're not going to do it. If it's not done comfortably, I'm not going to do it. If we're not doing it as a group, I'm not going to do it. Look, you can't let all that go. Sometimes you just have to do it. And one of the reasons why this program is so important is because I am doing this big announcement. This big announcement, to me, feels like the gamble, okay? God asked me last year to expand the radio program. And I'm like, okay, sounds good. And this was last year. And I said, okay, we added one program. There's a sister, her name is Khadijah, of all things. Her name is Khadijah. And once a month she does this business networking. She runs a business, a small business helper guide. And she's been on the radio with us before. So last year we added her. It has been wonderful reaching out to a whole nother, I want to say demographic, but really not, you know, moving into a whole understanding. And her following, of course, follows her. Her following has followed her, and she has led them to a wonderful approach. Cool, huh? And so, and it was wonderful speaking with this woman because, you know, she works with all businesses, all entrepreneurs. But she specializes in women. That's her thing. She enjoys watching women work and do their networking, and particularly women that possibly can't work or don't fit into corporate or don't want to fit into corporate. You know, there are times and places and spaces where I don't know how I get away with my locks, my shells, in my locks, my very Afrocentric look as I walk into this prison. So I am very, very different from all the other counselors, the program director, and everyone else. There's no one that looks, thinks, acts anything remotely like me. I am the unicorn, you know? And so when you are looking like certain things, looking like you look, looking like how I look, speaking how I speak, sometimes those doors don't open up for you as easily. So it's wonderful to speak with someone who works with developing businesses, and that is her forte, right? So Spirit's like, okay, that was wonderful. You did it. It was good. It was productive. It was all that. I need you to do a little bit more. I said, oh, okay. There should be an A Wonderful Approach network. Too many people, too many talented people to highlight on just one program. And I was like, okay, I believe that. And so I'm going to be expanding this one program. So we went from one to two, and from two to I'm about to tell you, right? So it's a gamble. We're taking chances. But this is what this is where we are. This life, one thing I know for sure about this COVID understanding is that it really, really should have made everyone understand you have to learn how to rely on yourself. You have to learn how to rely on your network. You have to learn how to rely on your family, on your sisterhood, on your church family, on your temple. Our traditional means are not going to be traditional anymore. You know, there was a time if you had a job, it was all good. Not so much. They've been telling us to have multiple streams of income. They've been telling us how to make investments in real estate, businesses, gold, whatever. They've been telling us. But with this COVID situation, they didn't tell us. They showed us, okay? They showed us that if you are not prepared, you are going to be on the bottom end of this housing crisis, this food crisis, this everything, right? So we have to begin to work harder on some things. We have to work more collaboratively. We got to be able to take some chances. We're at the gamble. So this is what we're doing. I promise you a big announcement. This is what we're doing, okay? So as we work through this expansion, we're going to just go ahead and list the different programs that are coming. I want to be able to tell you a little bit about the shows and how to find out what's coming up when, because it's going to be packed. We're doing things, you know, a wonderful approach is not average. You know, we are the pioneers. We are the ones that have to push this envelope. We are the ones that have to make the magic. We're the ones that are creating good standards in principle. Got to do it. So this is what we're doing. I feel good about it. It's been in the making. It's going to be expanding our knowledge base. I'm going to be listening just so I can learn. You know, I always say, hey, we need some help understanding this retrograde. Hey, we need help understanding. Well, what I'm going to be doing is sharing my tools with everyone else. I'm going to be sharing the things that I do. How do I learn? How do I build? I'm going to share that with everyone. Super excited. So, of course, it will always be Wednesday. Wednesday is the class. You know, this is us putting into practice some of the things that we've learned, putting into practice our faith, putting into practice how to listen to God, putting into practice, you know, and being able to ask those questions, ooh, what about this, what about that? This is the class. You know, this is the classroom. And I'll still be doing this every Wednesday because I absolutely love it. Then we have our business networking that's going to be coming up. A wonderful approach. I can think right now off the top of my head, we have approximately 10 entrepreneurs. And when I say entrepreneurs, I'm talking about people that have been in business for years. Talking about people that are moving ahead and finalizing and officiating their business. Everyone should be looking and working on that second, third stream of income and also producing things. Like I say, every time I go to Walmart and I got to buy soap, I'm like, nah, there's someone that can make this soap, make it better, make it cheaper. I don't want to give Walmart my money. I want to give it to some sister or some brother, right? So we have our business networking, okay, with Khadija, and it's called Deja's Cafe. And she is very active on social media. You'll be able to catch her. And she does a lot into the networking aspect of business, but also she does some of the grassroots what makes my hobby a business and how do I keep moving forward in that? Very, very important, sister. Okay? Next, I'm going to bring on our dear sister, Faith. Sister Faith is going to tell us about her program. It's so funny because when Spirit says, I need you to go do this, and so-and-so is going to do it, and I'm like, are you going to tell her? You know, you just told me, but are you going to tell her? And so I'm always very, very interested in how this is going to work. So I'm going to bring her on, and she's going to tell you a little bit about how Spirit is moving and expanding and building things. So let me see if I can grab Sister Faith's number. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. Greetings to the collective. Wonderful approach. How are you all?
We are wonderful. How are you?
Well, I am all as well with my soul.
Amen. Amen. Love it. All right. So tell us what you
okay.
Doing.
Okay.
Tell, and tell everybody how I twist your arm, okay?
Well, I'm going to start from the beginning. Mama Seven called me one day out the blue when I'm in the middle of moving, packing up to move into a new home. And she says, you know, Spirit wants you to do this. And I don't know if it's a good time for me to tell you. And I was just like, you know what? Spirit's been doing a lot of stuff lately, so you might as well just go ahead and tell me. And she said, yeah, well, I have a show that I need you to do. And just think about it. And so I automatically said yes, because Spirit had already been moving. So on first Sunday, starting in December, we're going to take a faith walk. We're going to talk about prayer. We're going to have some good time building our prayer toolbox and learning to understand how to use it and what it really is, the foundations of prayer, the elements of prayer, the things you need in it, and the different types of prayer that we can pray. This program is not me just talking. You know, I need people to talk back. I need to understand that everyone knows what I'm saying and they're getting it, because some people don't know how to pray, you know, and it's so simple. It's so easy once you get it. But the main goal of this show is going to be, regardless of what your background is or where you come from, that you use the foundation of every spiritual belief system, which is prayer, and that you will be able to get to a place that you are in sweet communion with Spirit. This prayer thing is so important, and I know Mama Seven, because I remember when she used to fuss at me, Faith, why are you not praying like you're supposed to? This prayer thing is so important for you to get, and you will see God move, Spirit move in your life, however that looks for you. But that faith, learning how to exercise it and how to move through the journey of life is what you're going to find with the faith walk on first Sunday.
So awesome. I'm so proud of you. I really am. This has been some time coming. You know, me and you have had many, many conversations about prayer. I've had conversations on the air about prayer. We end each one of the shows with prayer. Even if we're getting hot and it's juicy and I don't want to stop, I'm like, ooh, gotta make time for God. So, you know, It's too important. Anything and every time that we put God in the mix, magical, powerful things happen. So it would only be natural to start to expand on that very fundamental piece. Okay? We got to get down to the we got to get down to the point where we are giving God His. And we're empowering people. See, you know, I know, you know, especially the God children, I get on them, you know, the prayer's like, what the prayer's like. And I know they're like, oh, Mama Seven, you're killing us. But that is truly an empowerment. I'm empowering you. Because the
yes.
more you know about prayer and the more you know how to pray, the more control over your spirit you will have.
Amen.
So we
you know
gotta,
when you, yeah. when I would say when we come into this communion with God, things start to change in our lives. The things that we were struggling with doesn't seem so much as a struggle. The things that we are trying to overcome, the things that we see as a mountain becomes molehills. You know, prayer is so important. I'm so grateful that I was pushed back into the position to do what I was supposed to be doing the entire time.
Yeah.
And so I would love to share it with all the people who are willing to listen and learn and join me on the journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and I like the idea that we're going to be looking at not just, you know, sometimes people have hurt relationships with the church.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is about prayer. This doesn't have anything to do with the building or anything like that.
Nope.
This has to do with communicating with God. You, God. That's what this is about, mm-hmm. you know. And I have heard, in fact, you know, not the first book, but the second book, the little handy-dandy notebook of prayers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My first spiritual book. And when I did it, I felt a little silly. I'll be honest. I felt silly because I was like, man, these aren't no real deep prayers. And, you know, these are just the prayers I like. And that's all they
mm-hmm.
were, you know. At the same time, my intention was to create something that was easy for people to commune with, create something
mm-hmm.
that was easy for people to understand, that gave them that I can handle this type of feeling. And, you know, that was my intention, and that's really what it did.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get out of kind of like my own way and worried and, oh, are people going to still relate to? No, no. Help people get to God. And once they're with God, there's nothing more that they need. You know, that's
Amen.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I think that you are an extremely qualified person to do so. But, you know, just the work that we've done together over the years, I know that this is really going to make a positive change in a number of people's lives.
Amen.
I feel very good about it. I feel very good about it. And knowing that you will have a wonderful approach to support along the way makes it a little bit easier, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It does. And I
love
all of you. Yes. Yes. You know, it's a big step. It's me exercising my gamble, me throwing my little dice onto the board to say,
yeah.
I trust you, God. And so it's a great title for this show as you're making these huge announcements, because
yeah.
as we all look to Mama 7 and, oh, Mama 7 is fearless. She does this. She does that. She teaches about everything. But when she turns around to those of us who are supporting her constantly, who have for years, and she says, well, now it's your turn to step up, and we're like, oh, really, for what? So I feel
yeah.
honored, and I want to say thank you so much for the opportunity to do what it is that God has called me to do. I pray that, you know, the success of it will continue to build the people that you have around you, those who are coming, those who are listening, those who just tune in every now and again, that they'll be
yeah.
built in their spirit and in their walk so that we can be the light on this earth and not a part of the nonsense and the chaos. So I really, really want to say thank you so much for being obedient and reaching out
yep.
to me to give me the opportunity.
Absolutely.
It's a gamble.
Well, one thing I do, I listen to God. That, you know, and I, someone was talking, was speaking to me, and was like, well, I don't have your faith. I was like, why not? Why don't you? You know, it's available. You know, there's plenty more. There's an abundance. You know, I am, I'm not that different. You know, you too can really live by the word and feel good about it and fight about it with other people, whatever. But this is where we do this at. This is where we practice. This is how we gain that spiritual confidence to know that we can handle anything that comes up. Mm-hmm. So, my dear sister Faith, that, look, I have been to the training ground. I remember the angel Urel. That was the encounter, and I sat there, and I'm watching these huge guardian angels fight and practice and clash, and I'm like, excuse me, but aren't we guaranteed the victory? You know, why are you practicing so hard? Why? And, you know, and the angel said to me, we're guaranteed the victory because we practice so hard. And I'm like, okay, I get it. Let me turn my stuff up a couple of notches. Yeah. Your promise to fight when you take it seriously, when you do the work, when you put the energy forward, then you get the reward, you know. So absolutely. So thank you so much, dear Sister Faith, and everyone, we look forward to it. You're going to know about it before it comes, but first Sunday, you got to get to it.
First Sunday.
We have to make sure this is the foundation. This is the foundation of what we do. We have to have that relationship with God. It's not just enough to listen to me do it. It's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not that, okay? We give God all of that glory. And so we've got to work with that, okay?
Yes.
So,
yay,
all right.
Thank you.
We're going to be working on it. We'll be talking more soon.
All right. See y'all later.
All right. Okay. Peace. Look, how many people are ready to take the gamble? Taking the gamble, doing the work, putting things in place, knowing or not knowing how this is going to be received. We don't know. We just know that God said do it. And we may be doing all this work. It is some work. We may be doing all this work. And one person listened. Two people listened. That's okay. Because if those were the two people that God needed us to reach out to, then we've done our job. We can be peaceful in that. When you have to take the gamble, when you're taking the risk, when you're putting all your chips on God, when you're doing and walking and moving in that kind of energy, you don't have the time and energy for the doubts. Don't bring in the doubts. You have to just know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God's will be done. And if God has willed this, then it will be done. All we have to do is keep pushing forward. Keep being obedient. Keep being disciplined, okay? So we have the classroom. This is what we're doing here. This is Wednesday. We have Jesus Cafe, our business show. Sister Faith is going to come in with our prayer show, a faith walk. Learning about prayer. You'll see everything. But we've got to learn. We've got to spend that time. We've got to make sure that we are keeping God first and foremost in everything that we do. Okay? Even when the world is cloudy and all kinds of stuff going on, back to God. All right. Then, Sister Unique is not able to speak to us this evening, but we're still going to announce her. Sister Unique is going to be coming on, and she's going to be educating us on all of the wonderful retrograde, this planet spinning here, the moon cycle's doing this, I don't know. When a moon is full, it definitely lets me know. It gets my full attention, and I'm like, oh, wow, yes, I'm here, I receive. All the other things, I feel like I'm finding them out after the fact. And I was like, oh, so this is why I had to make this offering. I didn't know, but I just knew the offering was important. Oh, well, this is why. So hopefully, Sister Unique is going to give us a little more heads up about what's going on and how we can handle this a little bit better. Okay? So she's going to be working with us. I'm so appreciative because I'll be in the middle of a program and be like, what's going on in this universe right now? What are these planets doing? And why are all the water signs over there having conniption fits and the fire signs are blazing, trying to burn everything up? What's going on? So I'm very glad that she is going to be working with us in helping to give us that heads up. Really, that's what I need. I just need to know ahead of time, you know, I do so much traveling. I'm sitting here like I need to know if I'm looking out for werewolves or what, just what's going on. It's so helpful to have that information ahead of time. And she gives me that information. She doesn't explain it to me, but she gives it to me. And I'm like, okay, that's wonderful. Planet's doing something. And so what she'll be able to do is give us more information about how that impacts us. And giving us the opportunity to ask some questions. How do we prepare for it? And then when we start linking the universe with our spirituality, how powerful is that going to be? How powerful will it be to have that information ahead of time? So I'm so looking forward to her program coming on, and she'll be able to explain it a little bit more. And, you know, there's going to be a huge push December, the 1st of December, okay? The 1st of December, a wonderful approach goes from a radio program to a network. And this is what I'm trying to create. I'm trying to create a place where people can come and get spiritual knowledge, spiritual guidance. You've got to be able to spend the time not just reaching out once a week. I hate to say this, but it's not enough. We have to do more. And then I started counting all my fingers and toes. I started looking around at all the things I'm already doing. I started noticing that my plate was a little high. And God's like, what, you're only counting 10 fingers and 10 toes? I've given you hundreds of fingers and toes. What are you talking about? You don't have enough fingers and toes. Look harder. And then I started seeing all my support system. And I was like, oh, there's the fingers and toes. Okay, I got it now, God. I got it. And this is where we are with this. This is where we are. So we have, how many programs is that? 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I'm trying not to be controversial, but we have one more. Okay. I'm sorry. Y'all know I do programs with pen and paper, and the spirit says, you got to write it down. Okay, got it. So the last show that we're going to be premiering right now is going to be called The Lion's Den. This show is going to be headed by my oldest, Solomon. Directed at the men, young men, old men issues, men play. One thing about a wonderful approach, I am and have always been determined to leave space for the men. We've got to leave space for them to come in. And they are in drones. Every year we have more and more men getting active. We have more husbands coming with their wives. We have more men that are becoming husbands now coming with their wives. I popped my collar a little bit on that. I love it. It's wonderful. It's such a blessing. When we get the family, oh, you can't go wrong. No weapons formed will prosper on that, I promise you. When we have man, woman, and child, standing together in unison under God. So We have to have space for the men. Now, Solomon is a young man, but we're going to put this responsibility on him. Anyone that's ever been to one of the water baptisms that we go to knows Solomon gets out there and he does his work. You know, he is a young man, but he's really, really showing and proving that he can handle a great level of responsibility. We're taking the gamble. We're going to work with him. We're going to support him. We're going to support our men. We're going to have a program. Of course, women can listen. I'm listening. You know, we can listen, but the whole purpose is we have to listen. The whole point is we have to hear, actually hear. Not a matter of just, you know, hey, how you doing? You know, we need to hear what they're concerned about, what their worries are, what their issues are. How can we assist? So I'm really looking forward to that because I know that when we have strong women and when we have strong men, we will have strong situations. We're going to have strong pillars in our community. So we're taking a gamble. And we're doing it in the name of God. We're going to show our men, you can still be masculine and love God. You can still be masculine and have feelings and thoughts and emotions. I'm going to let the men folk continue that conversation. But those are the shows, and I'm so excited because this is going to, it really, really does carry a nice, broad, it shows us how wide and really how deep a wonderful approach is to even be able to put this together and even for the need to be there. This prayer line, this is not a new thing. We've been doing this. We've been having conference calls with prayer being the focus. We've had conference calls with only about prayer. Okay? We have groups, and this group is working on this prayer, and that group is working. Now what we're trying to do is get everybody on the same page. So this isn't new. Unique's been giving us the report. Now I'm just making her work ahead of me and give me a little bit more notice so I can find out what's going on. So, but this is such a natural progression, in my opinion. This is how it should be. This is how we're going to grow and continue to grow. That's what I want to see. How do you build and let it be firm and keep building on top? Okay? So this is the big announcement. And the reason why it's a big announcement is because it's big to me. Okay? I am getting to see people that I have poured into for years start to do their own pouring, okay? This is the fountain. And, of course, the fountain has one of the main spray that comes, and then it has the different levels. And depending on where you are sitting around the fountain, it's going to depend on what you see. That's why a wonderful approach is so wonderful, because it really does allow you to be you. You know, this is not cookie cutter. We're not all sitting on the same pew. We're not all clapping our hands at the same time. We are truly, truly, truly building, and there's more to come. And there is more to come. So, that's my gamble, okay? This is what I'm standing on. This is what I believe. This is what I know that God downloaded to me. God said, do it. I did it. God said, do it again. Bigger. It's bigger. Next is going to say, you need to go ahead and get you a little building. I swear, get the building. I'd be like, what building? Can I pick the color? You know, what? We're going to keep doing what God says do. Because trust me, there's enough room for positivity everywhere. We are needed on every level. So we're going to keep doing this and keep pushing. So This is still radio. This is the classroom. This is still radio. I would love to hear your gamble. I would love to hear what you thought you were going to do. You tried, you prayed over it. You weren't absolutely sure if it was going to work, but you said, hey, I'm putting it in God's hand. I've done my part. Now it's on God. And tell me how that gamble worked out for you. How trusting God, even over yourself, worked out for you. See, that's the gamble part. God isn't the gamble. You making the choice is the gamble, okay? You know, God is God. God has created the sun, the moon, and stars and all that good stuff, right? You ain't that old. You haven't created that much. You still working on things. The gamble is you, not God. So tell me about that time that you said, I'm going to try. I'm just going to put it in God's hand and I'm going to try. You know, I know some people that have gotten blessings and they weren't even trying. But tell me about the time that you tried. You just said, hey, if it's meant to be, it's going to be. I'm going to put my gamble out there. I'm going to put my best foot out there. And I'm going to make it happen. Tell me about that time. Tell me how we can make those things work. How do we begin to move and be bigger than what we thought we could? That's the kind of stuff that we need to know. And all you have to do is press 1 if you want to share. I know we got a couple of new people on the line. Press 1 if you want to share what your gamble was. What did you do? You had no idea how it was going to work out, but you just knew that God wanted you to put that energy forward, and that's what you did. And we really need to make sure that we get into the habit of taking the gamble, trusting in God. You know, when you trust in God, there's never a way to do that wrong. You know, it may not have turned out the way you wanted, but there's never a way to do it wrong. I'll share while we're waiting. I'll share. This is my second time at radio. You know, the first time I was with the H2O Network. Love them. Everdia. We had a great time. I can't even remember. I think we did it for maybe 2 years. Had a very large following. And then one day, I just couldn't. I don't know why. Like I said, it was a very successful show. There were people that called in regularly. It was wonderful. And then I woke up one day and I couldn't. And I was like, okay. And I tried, I thought, I prayed. And I was like, okay, but this is a following. You know what I'm saying? You want me just to walk away? Absolutely. I walked away and I stayed away. And because it was time, because I have given all that I had to give, because it wasn't, I wasn't serving the purpose that God had sent me to serve. So those things were like, I was like, okay, I've done my part. I've done my position. It's time for me to pull up now. And I've always wanted to do it again, always wanted to. Didn't know how, when, where, everything. So I remember when I was like, okay, A Wonderful Approach is here. It was really just starting to form and have a foundation. And I remember asking Mama Khadija, I said, hey, I think we need to do more. I think we need to do outreach. I think we need to do a radio program, you know. And I was a little nervous about getting back out there. I was a little nervous about, you know, the gamble. You know, what if I'm not received as well as I was before? What if people stop doing radio altogether and they go into these podcasts which is coming up, you know, what happens when it just isn't there? What happens if you don't enjoy it? So I had to take the gamble. I had to do it. I knew it was time. Spirit had been pushing me, and I was like, "It's here we are. Let's get this done." And we've been doing this now. We did a year with Mama Khadija, and then this is going on the third year. I think January makes the third year. Man, we've been doing some work. We've been praying up some people. We've been helping people get aligned in their spirit. We've been doing some things. I'm so proud of the work that we do here every Wednesday. And Wednesdays ain't no joke. We're doing this on half of the year. We have empty stomachs from fasting, you know, just tired from the day. Doing our very necessary, very important shrine duty so that we can begin to make sure that we're doing all that we can. We're doing our journaling. You know, Wednesdays are our day to push the world back a little bit more and to pull our spirit, pull our God, pull that energy forward that's so needed. We need that. We absolutely need, you know, some people can do it. With everything I have going on, I can't. With everything I have going on, I 100% needed a moment where I could say, no, I got to push everyone back a little bit. God has to come forward. God has to be first. And it's a gamble. So I would love to hear, what is your gamble? What did you take a chance on? What did you know Spirit was telling you to do and you couldn't see it? And it can be on anything, but I really want to know who's out there taking risks based on Spirit. Who is taking risks based on dreams, based on ancestors, all of that positive information? Who's taking those kind of risks still? Who's putting in that kind of work? And if you don't have anything right now that you're taking a risk on, you're not living. You're not trusting. You're not expanding. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to ask you, what are you taking the risk on? I got a caller. I want to hear what it is, how it is, how you got through the oh my goodnesses. It's so very important. So let's see here. Let's grab a caller. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. Greetings, everybody. Hey, God, Mama.
Hey. Hey, baby elephant. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm good.
Actually excited. I'm hearing all this
stuff. I'm super excited.
I'm over here. Just
I'm happy. Like. I am super excited. We were speaking this weekend, and I was like, no, I can't tell her. But I wanted to tell you so bad that, you know, we're really, really working on something. You know, stay tuned. Be aware, keep your eyes open, because we have some real positive things going on. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about your
okay,
gamble.
Okay, so I have a couple of gambles. When I was in undergrad, I was a music industry major. And
okay.
Usually a lot of people that's in industry, 9 times out of 10, they're just striving to get out the school. So I gambled and I went to education, and usually it's different. So going to education, I did not pass a lot of the tests the first time, but I kept going, ended up teaching. So boom, music teacher. So now it's like I have a nonprofit for music and music education, and we have our 501c3 status now. Sister Makita helped me out with that paperwork and stuff, and I got the trademark thing going. And when I first created the nonprofit, I was just like, yeah, you know, just gonna help. But I didn't see until we started doing things in the community that a lot of people supported, and that was just like, wow. I have an e-board, I have a board of directors, we created the bylaws together, the fiscal policies together, the website. So it's like, I was overwhelmed just by looking at this stuff, but I didn't have to do it alone. That's one gamble. And stopping the self-limited belief, I had to train my mind, of course. With that, so I'm excited about what I can do now, because I'm able to get grants and give scholarship money now to those music majors, and give, you know, classrooms that don't have much, give them resources that they need. So I'm very, very, very excited and humbled by that experience. And another thing is, I'm pushed to, like, deal with music therapy. And I know that I'm able to do it because I'm using my spiritual self and my musical self and combining it. And it really hit me when I, after we did the guided meditation in Charlotte, and the feedback that I got from you all just from playing the sound bowls, I've added instruments with that now, like other instruments.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, I remember how I felt when I saw how I made y'all feel by playing those instruments. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I can use these vibrations and I can connect with Source as well as connect with the people that I'm playing for. So that's another gamble. I'm looking into expanding myself with this music therapy thing and adding a little bit of, you know, a little bit of prayer and spirituality, honey. You can't go wrong.
No.
You can't go wrong.
Music is the first language. You know what I'm saying? I remember being a kid. You're too young to probably know about this. But Close Encounters of the First Kind, of the Third Kind, we have where the aliens are communicating with music, you know. And as a kid, I was like, you know, let the words go, let this go. Just communicate through music, you know. And I know that that's a big field, you know, and especially, I mean, it was amazing. One of my first jobs, I worked with hearing impaired children. I did some light, small sign language. And they used to love to dance. And I'm like, aren't they hearing impaired? And like, yes, they can understand the rhythm, vibrations, and everything else like that. And it just amazed me how much they got out of music, how much they got out of vibrations and everything like that. So it's really a vast study. You know, and I say study only because you have to apply yourself to it. But I know that you will, and I know that you'll be successful in it.
Tell you, I was grieving this week, because I was like, you spent so much time and energy and stuff to become a teacher, and you're letting yourself down, or you're letting the kids down, or, you know, you, how are you going to do these things, and, you know, you're betraying. And I had to get out of that, because it was like, I'm able to even help the teachers help the students. You know, I'm putting myself in a position to where I can do more for the community than just stay in the classroom, you know, going to conferences. And you have schools with $20,000 band budgets striving to tell people with $100 band budgets how to get quality instruments. So how does that work? You don't feel my pain. You don't understand. Right. And going to those conferences really made me realize, like, you know, it's more out there for me than just the classroom. And I was grieving that because that's how I paid my bills for a long, long, long time. That's how I, you know, supported my family. And I'm just like, man. And I really had to, like, sit with that and not run from it. And I had to talk to my other side, my shadow side, and say, hey, sweetie, you are doing great things. Let's don't discredit yourself. You are going to do even more great things. So I just want to encourage people that are listening and that will listen to the show, go for your dreams. You know, the self-limited belief, that's a part of the matrix. We can pull ourselves outside and we can know ourselves and build and use God as our foundation because that's our foundation. And then with God, we can do anything. We can do anything. So I just want to encourage everybody and let you know that it's okay to go beyond what you thought you was going to do. Because sometimes it's not about thinking, it's about knowing. So let's start going on our knowing versus our thinking. So I just wanted to put that in the atmosphere.
I really do appreciate that. I'm so glad you called in, sharing your good news of the status upgrade and being able to say, okay, this was the gamble, and I took it, and I was successful in it because it was always part of God's plan. A lot of times when I find out what we think is a gamble, God's like, that was the plan all along. I was always going to take you there. I was always going to do that. You didn't know, but I know that's what the plan was. So, you know, I'm so glad that you called in and shared with us, dear, okay?
I love you, and I love you all.
Love you, too. See you very soon. How about that?
Yes, ma'am.
How about that? We are getting ready to have our annual trip together, spending some time face-to-face, you know, just working and building with each other, and it's a wonderful thing. Just like we do on radio. We do this in real life, and we do it all over the Southeast. Although we've been out to Texas once, Connecticut once. I want to get out west a little bit, but that's in the future. That's in the future. One thing I want to talk about when it comes to the gamble, what we call the gamble, God has already made plans for. And God is going to send you exactly who you need to do the things that you want to do in the middle of your gamble. So what you think, you know, oh, I'm taking risks, I'm taking chances, blah, blah, blah. God's like, no, you're not. I always intended for you to do that. That was always part of my plan. You think it's a risk because of you and our young eyesight, our young vision. God, who's been here forever, has been waiting for us patiently, I must add, to do the work. Take the chance. Go out for the gamble. You know, and we have to begin to love and trust ourselves, love and trust God. Because sometimes we'll sit there and be like, who do I think I am? You know, and if you've ever had that, if you've ever asked the question, understand it's okay. You are human, and so to have a little fear, have a little doubt, that's normal. That's perfectly normal. Now, what we have to do is work past that fear, past that doubt, and really start to expand our mind, open and expand our thinking as to what it would look like if we did. What would it look like if we took the chance? What would it look like if I put all the work and energy that I put into this job every day, pouring myself out every day, what would it look like if I poured that into myself? What would it look like just like I expect my job to pay me every 2 weeks? I expect it. I demand it. What would it look like if I were to have the same expectation of my client, what would it look like if I had that same level of expectation with those around me? Hey, this is who I am. This is what I do. And I expect you to support me. What would happen if we were to put up some of those same demands of excellence? If we were to put them up and say, I have this demand of excellence, and I want you to fit it. I want you to do what you say you're going to do. I want to hold you accountable. What if we were to do that for ourselves? How wonderful would this be? Take the gamble. Now, please don't take offense, you know, oh, Mama Steph, you're talking about God and gambling at the same time. Because we're a bunch of humans down here. Because we don't understand in absolute. Because there's always a little risk. No matter how many times I tell you, you don't have to worry about it with God, you will worry. We're still working on our faith. We're still working on our trust. We've been hurt before, so we're still working on some things. So as we're working on them, before you get to that absolute point, there's going to come a time where you're going to say, I say all the time, Jesus, take the wheel. You know, it's an expression, but I mean it. I need some help, clarity. I can't see. And for me not to be able to see, that's so spooky, scary. You know, everyone else is accustomed to not seeing. I'm not. God gives me notice. I appreciate it, too, because not seeing, not knowing, just trusting off the cuff, no. I don't like that. I'm not good with that. That's challenging. That's the gamble. The gamble. But we can be stronger in the middle of it. We can be stronger when we, you know, faith is a muscle. The more you work it, the stronger it'll get. And it's okay. Let's take the time to work and to build and to grow with each other, okay? Take your gamble. Don't be afraid. And what happens this time, great. What happens next time, great. What you have to wait 2 years for, great. Whatever it is, don't be afraid to really explore the fullness of who you could be. You know, you have to understand, you know, I tell people, you don't know who my father is, you know what I'm saying? You don't know who my mother is. You don't know what I'm working with spiritually. You need to act like it. Act like God is your father. Act like God got you no matter what. Act like God loves you. Remember we talked about act as if? Act as if. Act as if you don't have anything to worry about because God is holding you. Whether this business venture works or it doesn't, God still got you. So when we have faith, when we're building on ourselves, when we're doing it out of love, when we know that we're being guided, when God wakes us up in the morning and says, hey, it's time for you to write that stuff down. I'm like, oh, okay. I have a journal that I keep just by my bed and a pen for those moments because they happen quite frequently. And God is saying, get up, child. We have work to do. We have nations to build. We have people to encourage. We have energy to get situated. Okay? So taking the gamble. Again, I just want to recap how excited I am about our new shows. How excited I am to see our people growing. You know, when I got that news about Sister Oz's nonprofit moving into new arenas, I was so, so happy, so pleased, so proud. Not that she got it done. Getting it done is, okay, fine. Not that, but just that she had a big enough dream to go further. I was so happy and proud to hear of one of our pillars, Sister Makita, saying, hey, let me hip you to this. Let me help you with this. Let me, you know, kind of hold your hand while we're getting this done, because that's wonderful, and that's how we work. So, you know, when I hear about the gambles, when I hear about all the accomplishments and a wonderful approach, one day and one day soon, we're going to have a commercial. We're going to have a commercial just with all of the amazing things that a wonderful approach and our people do. We have amazing people with amazing gifts. You know, I look at some of these things. I was part of a conversation that I didn't even understand what the conversation was about. I said, okay, can I get this in English? What does that mean? And from, you know, the rest of the text message, I was the only one that didn't know what it meant. I was like, well, I'm glad I hang around smart people. But, you know, it was wonderful to know, really. I was like, oh, well, okay, smart people. This is how it works. Okay. It's wonderful to be around and to understand those things and to have the support. One thing about taking a gamble, what I have found when I'm on the right track is that there are people that are waiting beside me to assist me. And it's been like this for years. It's been like this all my life. Every time I go and make that step, I can feel ancestors supporting me all the way around, not just on the shoulders. I mean, I need somebody to watch my back, too. That's where I have the most problems. But I can feel ancestors. I can feel my family. I can feel a wonderful approach. Even before a wonderful approach had form, I felt a wonderful approach and all of those in it. So don't be afraid to take the gamble, because I promise you, there are people out there to assist you. They are going to build you. They're going to hold your hand, because sometimes, I mean, look, there's no shame in hand holding. Just because you hold somebody's hand don't mean it's not still scary. Just because you hold somebody's hand doesn't mean that you're not still afraid of falling or failing. It's not easy putting yourself out there. It's not easy saying, hey, we're going to try for the betterment of whatever, whatever. We're going to push on and we're going to try harder to make this happen. It's not easy, but it's necessary sometimes. It's necessary. So this is what we're going to be doing. I'm super excited about it. If you get an opportunity sometime this weekend, could you please reach out to Deja Cafe, Sister Faith, Sister Unique, Solomon, whoever, one or all of them. But tell them congratulations on, as part of the responsibility of moving in their ministry. Okay? Because these are ministries. These are things that these people have dedicated their life to and will continue to dedicate their life. Give them some words of encouragement, because everybody's going to need a word, okay? Give them some words of encouragement that's going to help them process what they have to do. You know, I'll take it a step further. Offer to be of assistance. How can I help you as you're taking this step? I can tell you, when every step of my life, I have had someone pulling me and pushing me every single time. Every single time. I'm blessed for it. But I've had people there to support me. So, you know, if you get a second, like I said, at least reach out to one. assist. You can reach out to all of them. Let them know, hey, how can I be of assistance? I hear you're taking on a huge venture. I hear you are really trying to make some positive things happen. Let me know if I can be of assistance. So that is your homework assignment from the classroom, okay? I want you really to begin to work on that. This is how we continue to grow. This is how more things can happen. You are witnessing the birth of a network. And so I really want to continue to encourage you in the middle of that, okay? All right. So, can't believe it. Time has ticked. We're moving into our prayer portion. I get like, okay, Mama said, you just announced a whole show for prayer. Yeah, that's wonderful. But we still got to pray. We have to pray all the time. You know, we have to pray without ceasing. What the show's going to do is tell us what that means and how to do it. But until that time, we're still going to be making our prayer to end the show. We bring God into the show, especially right here, because anytime and every time that you bring God into something, anything, it automatically becomes better. We bring God into this moment so that we can learn more, build, grow, develop. We can learn about others, you know. We can begin to, you know, brush away some of our own challenges and negativity while building on our positivity. So this is why we make this prayer right here. We make prayer because not only is it part of our spiritual maturity, actually. You know, I am, everyone knows my youngest, my 16-year-old, has been working on really memorizing his prayers. He's happy to be doing his prayers at the November event. Every time that we're getting together, he wants to know what prayer he should be presenting. He wants to know really how to be this prayer warrior, and this is 16, okay? He already knows the power of prayer. We've got to do this across the board. Bringing this prayer in place is going to help you to be clearer about who you are, who God is, and who God made you to be. Whether you are just beginning prayer, you know, don't worry about that. Just start. I've had so many people say, well, I don't know how to read the Bible. I don't know how to make prayers. I don't know how to. There's a tiny little book and it only has a couple prayers in it. But it was created just for people who didn't know how to pray, were unsure about that. So no matter what your skill level is, no matter when you started developing your relationship with God, no matter when and how you are working on that, get that prayer in place. The prayer is going to help protect you. It's going to help fortify you. It's going to help you be the best you can be, okay? So I'm ending this show on what I call a heart prayer. This is a sincere prayer from my heart. I make this prayer, you know, just to express to God how I feel, what I need, building a relationship, encouraging others to do, you know, build that relationship. Let's get our energy out there in the positive, in the angels to take the prayer to God, deliver it. So this is what I'm going to be ending the show with. I want to thank everyone that tuned in, had quite a full house. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to hear and see and think about us growing. The calendar is already getting created for next year. You know, we have some great things coming up. I absolutely love it. So, as we move forward, Father, Mother, God, I come before you humbly, yet excited, knowing that your will be done, knowing that myself and those you have asked are going to do the work. I'm excited that we have the foundation now. We have the support. We have amazing people that take the time out of their day, out of their schedule, to support us as we support others in learning about you, God, and spending that time with you. God, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to be that head, giving us the opportunity to be those pioneers, giving us the opportunity to continue to grow under your umbrella of protection, continue to grow and learn and develop so that we can be the happiest, healthiest version of ourselves, God. God, there are quite a few people out there that are not happy, that are not healthy. God, I ask that you take a moment and shine your light on them. Help to bring so many people that are suffering with depression, suffering with poverty, suffering, scared, possibly even alone, dealing with this housing situation. God, I just ask that you gently shine your light on them. Allow them to feel your comfort, your warmth. Allow there to be clarity where there is fog. Allow there to be options, the options where it may seem there is none, where things seem dark, when you don't know where to go. God, please allow that, allow them to come to you. Allow them to come to you even if they've never come to you before. God, please have mercy on them for the mistakes that they've made in the past, knowing that every day is a new day with you, knowing that every day we get the opportunity to do right, even where we've been wrong. God, I ask that you open up their minds and their hearts so that they can receive all of the good, positive things that you have. I ask that you make it easy for your agents of good to come into their life and to share with them, to build with them, to grow with them. God, I ask that you make their road a little smoother so that they can begin to stand the journey, stand to their challenges, fight off all of the negativity that haunts them. God, I ask that you make your righteous soldiers strong. It gets difficult. I ask for your help in that. I ask for the help for myself personally. I ask for everyone's physical health to be well, mental health, financial health, emotional health. May we be strong, healthy, whole, and complete so that when we are doing your work, we come in the best way possible. God, I know that you can do all this in the blink of an eye. But until we see it come into fruition, we will be patient. We will be kind to one another and ourselves. We will be loving to ourselves, our neighbor, our children. God, I ask that you help to bring all this into being, manifest all of this so that we can have all of the tools that are necessary to make this happen. God, I thank you for the blessings that you have given us. Now, I am thankful for the blessings that are to come in the future. I am thankful for good health, strong children, good energy. The fast day is complete. I can go from high to low, God. I am thankful all the way around. My heart feels very full. I pray that everyone have a good night. Amen.